97.5, The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faithful to me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. It's how you get in, and I can imagine what the reaction is after yesterday's pasting of the Philadelphia Eagles by the New Orleans Saints. Let's get right to Sound Off.
Everybody on this team who was there last year, turn in your rings. Turn in those damn rings you got last year. Turn it. 48-7. The first 48. Not a 50 burger, but the first 48. I tell you what. Everybody, turn in your damn rings.
Well, that's not fair. The first 48 actually was pretty clever. I watch that show all the time. First 48. All right.
The Eagles owe a Super Bowl ring to Stephon Diggs. That Minneapolis miracle play last year is the only reason why this Eagles team wasn't obliterated by the Saints in the NFC Championship game last year. Stephon Diggs literally saved not only the Vikings, but the Eagles' 2017 season.
Now why would you go there? What's the point of going there and trying to discredit what the Eagles did last year? There's no reason for that. Come on, brother. I say one thing to you. El propósito de la guerra es la paz.
Boy, wait.
What's that?
Yeah, I translated before I hit the play.
I mean, the purpose of war is peace, which meant nothing to the last caller. He just had a phrase in my head.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying something pertinent to the call. That's all day.
No, it's a narco quote. El propósito de la guerra es la paz.
You know, last year, the motto for our Super Bowl champ, hungry dogs run faster. Well, apparently this year, hungry dogs are full and curled up on a blanket by the radiator, sleeping the season away. Too bad, Eagles. Time for the 76ers.
People are harsh, man. Listen, it's one thing to acknowledge that this year is not the year, but I mean, you can't delude anything else they've done.
They're ungrateful. It sounds ungrateful.
It does. It's not right.
Embarrassing. That was embarrassing. I'm a realist. I get it. We weren't going to go in there and beat the Saints. But 7 points is my focus. Why can't we score more than 7 points? Everyone's blaming Wentz. It's not Wentz. Wentz is running around for his life.
Listen, he didn't help yesterday. So you're asking the question, why didn't you score more than 7 points? The quarterback has something to do with that, right?
I'm going to flip my f***ing wig if I hear one person say the division's not that good. Well, guess what? The division's not that good, but we're part of that bad division. Right now, Dallas is better than us, and Thanksgiving, they're going to play for the division. What are we playing for? Nothing. We're probably going to finish the season at 5-11. That's how bad we look.
5-11. That's what Tyrone's going with, right? Or are you going 6-10?
Nah, it depends on what they do Sunday. If they lose Sunday, 11. I'm going 4-12. If they win 5-11.
4-12, they could lose that.
I think they could lose out.
They're not going to lose out.
Okay.
Yeah.
This entire season has been nothing but a complete failure from the top down to the bottom. Re-signing these older players who have contributed nothing. Trading for guys that have contributed nothing. That locker room now is filled with guys who are complacent and well-fed dogs. Don't hustle.
No. Listen, there's a lot of things that went wrong. You can sit down and write like a thesis on what they did wrong. I agree with you that they brought back some older players and counted on them to be the same. And the one player they didn't do that with is probably a player they missed with the Garrett Bond, right?
Look at what the Indianapolis Colts are doing right now. Who's their coach? Frank Wright. What did the Eagles do last year? I don't know. Maybe it isn't Dougie P. Maybe we got rid of the wrong coach. Maybe the wrong coach is coaching in Philadelphia, and right now he's in Indianapolis. Let's go, man. I hate this team.
God. People are just laying the wood.
He said he hates this team.
Hates this team.
So do you think deep down If they get down, let's say they get down 7-0 to the Giants. Do you think people just start, that's home, will they just start booing and lose their minds?
They'll start booing.
But they won't,
No, the Eagles will come back and win the game.
Right, old Don Meredith song, turn out the lights, the party's over.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Yeah, the Eagles season might be over. We just have to hope as a fan base that Howie Roseman gets his head out of his behind and learns how to draft.
My man do the editing for that? He does that himself? Or do we do that?
Hey, Dylan, who did the editing?
Dylan, did you do that?
We'll find out. I'm trying to wait for his answer.
All right, Dylan, Dylan's right out there. Dylan, did you do that?
Oh, Dylan did that.
No, Dylan
That's
did
That's a good
it.
Job by
I thought
Dylan.
The caller did it.
So did I. All great right. job by D-Tron.
Yep.
The Eagles started off with a win, but soon after the troubles began. The defense began to struggle. The offense was in a bubble. Doug's play calling made no sense. Jim Schwartz keeps calling the prevent. I cannot tell a lie. This Eagles team is taking a nosedive.
There you go, Nat. What do you think of that one? Do you appreciate that one? They're hammering your squad?
No.
No? You don't like it?
No.
All right.
Way to go drafting Sidney Jones. Oh. He's injured, sat around for a year, comes back. He still sucks. Nice job, Eagles. Way to go, boys.
Oh, Mikey Miss got hammered when he was criticizing that selection last year. You don't know what you're talking about. It was like getting a first-round pick. Okay.
The biggest difference between the Eagles this year and last year is really very simple. They cannot control the line of scrimmage at all. On either side of the ball. It's pathetic. Their offensive line is like Swiss cheese. The defensive line just doesn't have the same rotation. There isn't an adjective that describes how pitiful they are.
Man, this is getting me depressed. This sound off. We still have more of this? Go ahead, keep it rolling.
The Philadelphia Eagles are the worst team in the NFC right now. Worse than the Arizona Cardinals. The Buccaneers. It's just the way it's going, and it starts with the offensive line and the injuries, and it starts with the secondary and the injuries. You just can't play if you have these guys who can't do it. You just move on. You accept that it's been a bad season.
Yeah, well, it's that, but still, you know, my sense is they don't have enough to get in the playoffs. But as long as that possibility is still alive, then we still can follow this season. And they're going to keep that alive. They beat the Giants next week. They'll keep it alive for another week. It goes from week to week until finally the crusher happens, and then we're out.
This team sucks. You talked about best defense in the league. Oh, they only need to rush four to get to the quarterback. They don't get even a secondary interception once in a while. And by the way, Ginger Jesus, you couldn't walk on ice, buddy. You're a joke right now. This team sucks.
My God. Or as Pablo would say, Dios mío. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.